Will you all join me in wishing a mazel tov to Rabbi Mrs. Pesky Elias on the birth of a baby girl.
Mazel tov.
And a fantastic
And Shem continue to share in Simchus with all of you. Thank you. As far as Shalach Manas, the Mitzvah of Shalach Manas, suppose somebody were to go ahead and give a rather ornate, lavish package, very large deal, and after you get, you know, you strip away all the cellophane, you're left with two jelly beans, one blue and one green. Would one be a Mitzvah of Shalach Manas with that? And the point here is basically that there are two very simple concepts of Shalach Manas. The Manas we know about, we know Manas is a plural lashon which requires two Manas. So all we have, basic information on how to make chayim to fulfill the obligation of Shalach Manas, requires A, that one send two items, and two, that these be Manas. So it's first on the first halacha. The halacha that one has to send two specific items. So, I mean, many of you are aware there's a bit of a fallacy which is unfortunately, you know, propagated throughout many different cities, many different schools which over the years, that there's a concept that one has to have two different brachas. There's nowhere in any of the Paiskim that I've seen, and the Paiskim all, you know, the later Paiskim all talk about how there really isn't such a shita anywhere, that one has to have two brachas. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch and many places can speak out very clearly, one can send two pieces of meat. Now, if one's saying two pieces of meat, they're both shahakol, there's no issue of brachas whatsoever. There is no such concept. However, there's a concept called two. What exactly is two? So here, the Paiskim speak out, it's a little bit tricky, because ultimately what's going to depend on is not Hilchas Brachas, it's not going to depend on other factors. It will depend on perception, and perception changes according to each place and time. I saw Shmuel Kanensky speaks out a few examples. He said someone would give a salad. And if one were to give salad in, you know, that they have these plates with different sections, and one has different sections, so each food could rightfully be called a food in its own right. But if one were to have a mixed, a tossed salad, even if there are many different ingredients inside it, if Shmuel maintains, and other places can as well say this, this would be called one manah. The human perception is this is a sort of salad, and therefore it is one item. Likewise, Shmuel speaks out, franks and blanks would be the same thing. It may be two foods. It may have two very clearly different ingredients. But at the end of the day, it's something which people associate with one portion. And therefore, since it's one, Agav, Shmuel speaks out, you know, he adds on and then about that note, if one sent along a packet of ketchup, as Machlokes of Paiskim, if Pavlin would count as anything for Shalach Manas. He says, even with that, you wouldn't be Eitzah. But the core idea here is that it's totally a human perception, which is bound to change according to place and time. But when people send along something which is meant to be eaten together and is clearly used as one, one would very seriously run into an encounter with this concept, it's only one food and not two. Agav, I just saw an ad all around being advertised a number of places here, where there's a company which is sending out salad, that alone is Shalach Manas. I don't know if they're sending anything else, which is not in the ad, but that alone, the chayyah wouldn't be Shalach Manas. That's as far as the concept of two. As far as the concept of manas, so the Chashulchan speaks out that we do not find the Paiskim a term of two, the something called Dvar Achila, an Eichel, it says manas. The word mana, the connotation is a portion, translation really, is a portion. A portion is not a food. If you send along a jelly bean, that's not a portion. I don't know if you use the recommended portion size, you know, the recommended portions which are found in the bag or something which people associate with, but everyone can agree to the concept that one jelly bean is not a normal portion. You try giving a kid one jelly bean, he'll explain to you that it's not a normal portion. So what's going to happen is, you have to give ahead something that people look at as a chashra portion. So you have to have two distinct items, and each one should be called a portion. Now, the Aruch Shulchan speaks out that it may be a concept of kazayis or kebeya, but even that, he says, it really isn't really totally on that. Again, to go back to human perception, would something be considered in people's eyes a portion? Now, there's a separate concept, there's a hiddur to go ahead and give something which the person himself, who you're giving it to, considers it respectable, and that could depend on who the recipient is. That's a hiddur. We're not discussing that concept. We're discussing a basic concept which universally can be applied, at least within one's immediate surroundings. People call something a portion, won't have to give at least that much. If one gave, at least this type of case, if one gave two jelly beans in such a scenario, obviously it would be lacking on two fronts. First of all, it wouldn't count as two because it would be the same item. And second of all, it would be called portions because each one by itself is certainly not a portion.